I think our service users wouldn't care whether the music is AI generated or made by humans. In my opinion, the strengths of Gen AI lies in its scalability. And the role of humans is to determine the creative direction.
Hello, welcome to another Music Ally Focus with me, Music Ally's editor, Joe Sparrow, and I'm very happy to welcome Sean Lee, the CEO and co-founder, and Kyung-Tae Kim, co-founder and audio and AI specialist from Versus, an AI music platform that powers music generation in virtual spaces, amongst other things. Now, we've spoken a lot about AI and music in recent episodes, so I wanted to talk about one specific element of it, that is the use of dynamic AI-created music in metaverse spaces, and how that music then connects to virtual items in those spaces. Essentially, it's where three of the recent most hype-beast products, AI-created music, NFTs, and metaverses all come together. Anyway, all of that in 1 minute. Now, if you're not familiar, the Music Ally Focus podcast focuses on one aspect of the music industry at a time, and thus should be pretty quick. It should take about the same amount of time in which Ghost the cow could perform 300 tricks. Ghost, helped by her assistant, Megan Ryman, performed 10 tricks in 1 minute in 2023. And for those of you interested, those tricks included performing spins, giving cow kisses, and putting her head into a lasso. Now, talking of winning things, Versus has recently been nominated for a 2024 CES award for its, quote, beat-based AI music video generator called Aspyr World. This specific technology is a tool that, quote, automatically creates music videos when users touch the screen in sync with the beat. So I spoke to Sean Lee and Kyung-Tae Kim about how AI-generated music will fit into virtual spaces, whether they're metaverses or games, who owns the music generated in those spaces, and whether human communities, who are all playing the same game or experiencing the same metaverse experience, will miss out on the communal aspect of those experiences if they're not united by a consistent musical presence. Please note that they both speak English as a second language, and so Sean has kindly provided a transcript to their answers in case some listeners find their accents hard to follow. You'll find the link to that text below the podcast. Right, let's go over to them now. So I am very happy to welcome Sean and Kim to the podcast. Hello to the both of you.
Hello. Yeah, it's great to be here. Yeah, it's
great to see you. Now, first of all, a bit of context before we talk about this topic and get into the kind of work you're doing. Can you both tell us who you are, what you do at Versus, and what Versus is, please?
Hello, I'm Sean Lee, the founder and CEO of Versus. I have had many titles in the music industry for a few decades. I've been a rock guitarist, a jazz pianist, and composer, and professor, and policy advisor for Korean government too. I've also founded a game studio and a mobile TV company and music streaming service as a serial entrepreneur. My role in the industry is applying new technology to create innovative music products and revenue streams. For example, I was the first person to launch commercial mobile TV in the world and generating over 100 million in revenue with my old company, Direct Media. I co-founded as a joint venture with Samsung Electronics and Korea Broadcasting System and Korea Telecom. Also, I launched a streaming music service in the early days that is still one of the largest streaming services in Korea. My journey is continuing in the era of virtual media, like the metaverse and VR and AR. Currently, Versus is presenting new music product for what music should be in the virtual world. I believe that the music experience should no longer be just listening, but it should be visualized, interactive, and communicative. For example, music fans can now interact with their favorite artist in the metaverse, like playing music together and dancing. Our company believes music and fan engagement will become more diverse and powerful in virtual media. As much as experience become more powerful, the value of a music product will significantly increase. Our efforts are receiving much recognition from the industry. We continue to receive the Best Innovation Award, True Innovation Award at CES from 2022 to 2024. And Billboard magazine selected us as the most innovative technology in 2023. And Universal Music Group selected us one of the four best companies at Bootcamp last year.
Great. Okay, thank you for that overview. And Kim, what about you?
Hello, my name is Kyung-Tae Kim, one of the co-founders of Versus. So I work on developing audio, music, signal processing, and AI tech in general for the company. So my main job is to look for meaningful musical interactions to apply to our service. And I also find to incorporate new AI or signal processing technology into our service. So personally, I always wanted to make music and be successful with it. So I felt that I needed something on my own to win a Grammy, for example. So I thought that it would be cool if I could create some instruments or new technology, like Yamaha's DX7 or like Roland's drum machine series created genres. So I also wanted to create my own new musical territory. What I focused on was not just music, but finding a new musical value in other synesthetic situations, including visuals or movements, etc. So while doing my master's on audio machine learning, I did some interactive exhibition and performances, and I met Shani there. And at that time, I wanted to create performances that could immerse more by controlling music in visual in real time so that I can contribute to increase the value of music performances. And he asked me, why not just increase the value of music directly? And I was like, wait a second, that makes sense. So that's how I joined the company.
Right. And so obviously, AI-generated music is one of this year's hot topics. It's being discussed everywhere, all the time, at conversational level, but also in at a legal level. But it's also a very big topic. And one use for generative music is in responsive situations. So like in video games, in metaverse experiences. And that feels like one of the use cases that I think most people feel maybe most comfortable with. It sort of makes sense. So can you explain how Versus works to as a technology to create music for users in these interactive environments?
Yeah, currently AI-generated music becomes a big topic with a huge potential. We are actively addressing this. So we are developing our original AI music engine with the Google Startup Program and using this engine into our service. We think AI is the big matter for the future of the music industry. So we continue to do research and development. And creating interactive music environment, really big deal, because this is a new category of music and no one has enough experience to make this happen. So we pull all of cutting edge technologies, such as a generative AI engine and game engine and audio technology and our exclusive music and video synchronization technology to build a solid tech system. And not just only technology, we are trying to find new expression and new aesthetics for how to create great interactive music movement. So how about making something impossible to be possible? So playing music, dancing, and creating music video with your favorite star like BTS. I think this is a dream for many music fans, but it's impossible in the real world. However, we made this possible in virtual world. So we made aespa World. We launched with the famous K-pop idol star aespa. Now music fans can select their favorite members, choose dance routine, pick background, and create music video they can proudly share with friends. We made music fans' dream come true. Just like this, I think music will become a more multimodal and immersive and comprehensive experience in the future. Historically, music media has continued to expand in terms of medium itself and its expressive power. The first musical media was a music score that only contained visual symbols, and record, the next media, contained only sound information. Music video contains like both music and video information. Now, I think virtual media is a changing music. Music is expanding to new media form where music fans and artists communicate directly and music fans control that. These new elements and expressive power will bring a lot of fresh fun and excitement to music lovers. Also, this music expansion will create new revenue stream. Yeah. And we are moving from the era where recorded music made music to the new era where the relationship between musicians and fans makes money.
Right. Thank you. And Kim, from your perspective, you're the audio and AI specialist, if you like. How does that work from an experience perspective?
So I think the biggest advantage of using virtual space is that we can actually implement musicians' imagination into a real experience. So aespa world we created would be a good example of this. So aespa is a K-pop group with four real members and a virtual member called Naivis. So according to aespa's concept story, Naivis is a character that assists the real-life aespa members in communicating with the virtual world. So we implemented Naivis as an entity that spreads music into a virtual world so that fans can experience new music when they acquire music items that Naivis throws. So from this, fans can empathize more deeply with aespa's music and become immersed into it. So this seems quite simple and straightforward, but based on our experience, we realized that creating an immersive music world in virtual space is quite a challenging task because it brings a lot of questions. Like, how should we express music visually? Like, what would be a difference between a melody and beat in a visual format like that? So we did a lot of research from Disney's Fantasia to experimental films of the 60s, 70s. All of the music video games, like rhythm games. So we are addressing these questions, hypotheses, one by one, exploring the possibility, but there's a still long way to go. And from an engineer's perspective, I feel kind of proud of the way Versus use Gen AI technology for creating interactive music experience, because we use Gen AI tech in a non-disruptive way. What I mean is, whenever there's talk about the generative technology, people tend to focus on how it might replace humans or destroy existing industry or ways of doing things, right? But our technology requires the original source from artist. It requires artist music and voice and the concept of their musical world to start. And our job is to make it interactive way. And the Gen AI technology simply extends this world later. And another thing that I'd like to point out is that Gen AI technology is becoming extremely multimodal. So from a technical point, audio and image and video, different type of data requires different approaches according to the characteristic of each medium. You know, for example, audio data has a time, concept of time, but image does not, right? But recently, many attempts are being made to transform between different media domains. For example, creating music from an image or creating text source, whole text storyline from a piece of music. So we used to focus on monitoring music generation and audio signal processing technology mainly. But recently, we've been working to integrate various generative technology into our service, such as text generation, video creation, or creating three objects that fit our service. So now it's not just music for us, actually. We are exploring other areas too.
Right. And so how is this way of experiencing music in games and virtual experiences sort of technically different to how we experience music in games and virtual experiences now? You know, I'm used to playing games and having the music change according to situations, or so how does this work differently?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is what is more important and what takes the spotlight. So in video game, focus is on gameplay. So listening music is more of like a background. So when game player take action, yeah, visual response are more important. And sound effect and music is just following things. So sometimes there are no music at all, and many game players don't pay attention to music. But when a user try interactive music in a virtual world or game, music is the most important thing. For example, when you enter K-pop stars aespa world, everything within the environment dances to the rhythm of music. The music became the reading role, and visual object play supporting roles. Another example is that when you get a music item in aespa world, the music changes, and the window of building and street, and as well as the sky, they start sparkling in sync with the new beat. Every movement is controlled by music, and this music is controlled by music fans. So this is a very powerful music experience, and it will give user the satisfaction of having power of controlling music. It is like a power that only virtuoso music master can have.
So like Sean says, we are very cautious to ensure the music does not simply serve as background music. Mm. So that is our number one point to think about. But actually making users interested in the change in music is very also quite challenging task, because most people are not used to focusing only on music. We are not just used to it. So even basic audio effects that musician or anyone who has ever tried making music will know, such as reverb or delay, those kind of basic effects can be difficult for people to distinguish the difference of the sound. So for example, we had a user test we did about interactive music demo we've been working on, and it was very quite simple concept. If users touches or drag the screen, a simple reverb effect applied to music as user control the screen. And people will just fail to perceive the difference of sound and simply think the volume has decreased. This happens even for music fans. We thought that they know the sound difference or basic audio effect, but they just didn't. So I believe creating synergy between musical changes and visual changes are a very important point. So we do a lot of experiments about them, like aligning musical changes and visual changes at the same time, or we intentionally make a situation that users have to focus on musical changes only, like that.
Yeah. So my next question is about the sort of difference in terms of the experience between generated music and a static piece of music. So there have been, for instance, many famous human-created video game soundtracks or to virtual experiences that are really, really popular. An example I mentioned to you earlier was the Nintendo Wii Shop music, yeah, which is a really catchy little melody. It's great. And there are videos of it, 10-hour-long videos of that music on YouTube, so you can listen to it while you're working, right? When there are these pieces of music like that, everybody recognizes it. But if music is generated on an individual basis for each user, everyone's experience is different. So how do you feel about that? Will we as game players or interactive users miss out on this communal experience if we don't all hear the same song?
Yeah, hearing the exactly same song is a great experience. When we listen to the same music, we share similar emotion and felt connected. And we certainly like to listen to familiar song, but at the same time, we also have a desire for new sound and music. For instance, electronic music fans love to hear new remixes because it is also fun to see familiar music became something different. So I think listening to music has a two sides of a coin, like the comfort of a familiar sound and the excitement of a new sound. So I assume the interactive music that is generated on individual basis is not a contrast to traditional music listening, but it is an extension of it. So it is to provide user the option to continue enjoying familiar music without getting tired of it. So in addition, the young generation really love active music media experience. They like to have a powerful control. So they don't just watch music video, but engaged by dancing and singing and creating TikTok videos. So this trend is shifting to personalized, user-driven experience, and music should follow this trend.
Okay. Kim, what do you think?
So I believe that the answers to such questions should be obtained by introducing the concept of interactive music to the world, because I think the world is still divided into listeners and music creators or the music experts, those who know what they're doing to the music. So if people were told they could change and express music however they wanted, many would respond with, but I don't know how to play an instrument or I don't know much about music. You know, even though in my view, they have like fun musical tastes. It's like there are two separate parallel universe. So we want to see that. So if we can create a new middle world between two seemingly different worlds, and if we can provide a fun and musically meaningful experience in such a way, I think users then decide whether they need a concept like original music or not.
The other part of the conversation around AI-generated music and is around ownership. So this is obviously a less controversial thing here, I guess, with what you're doing. But when these pieces of music are generated by the Versus system, who owns those pieces of music?
Yeah, we think our system is just a tool or instrument. So artists, music fans who use our system are the owner of a piece of music generated by our system. So fundamentally, we believe that right and earning should be shared with everyone who is a part of a creative process. That's why we believe that artists who provide the original copyright and music fans who remix the music both have a right to the music. Although like a clear revenue sharing model is not fully developed yet, but we are in the process of drafting engagement that assign ownership of copyright based on the level of participation.
In that context, we are also focusing on technology like blockchain, because blockchain concept is perfectly fit this. So we hope that we can let us to manage copyright for user-generated outputs properly.
Yeah, and that brings us on to there is a sort of integrated NFT system within Versus. So how does that work and connect with what you've just discussed?
So fundamentally, the interactive music system pairs well with NFT because it can be just one of the outputs generated by users. The fact that a new music is created every time user plays, it means that a new output is produced every time, right? So we basically support NFT systems and did some research on it. However, we think NFT systems are still in their early stages, so we are kind of waiting for them to mature a bit further. We already made a lot of NFT companies when we are at the CES, so perhaps we might utilize them around next year. But before that, we should focus on the different output formats too, because user-generated output can be a video, image, or album, or just music, or a whole scene. We don't know yet. So.
Yeah, and Kim, I suppose the idea is that the NFT would prove that the person who created it created it. So the user, the NFT would record that this user made this music or video or something like that. Yeah. So let's look to the future then. In terms of metaverse spaces and gaming, these are platforms that are not going away. So how much of the music do you think that we're currently experiencing in games and virtual spaces, which at the moment are often traditional use of music, of playing MP3 music in games. So how much of that music do you think we'll experience in those spaces, whether they're games or metaverse, will be AI generated for users?
Yeah, I think AI generated music for individual user will be popular, and it will be good solution for someone who need an interactive experience. And plus, it's cost effective. So video game company and social media companies will like it. But big game studio, they will keep their traditional production process, high quality music, and the collaboration with the famous composer and a music producer can be an important asset for promotion campaign. So I believe that each will adopt the most reasonable music production method based on their specific needs.
I think our service users wouldn't care whether the music is AI generated or made by humans, unless they are personal fans of the musician who worked on the music, actually. But in my opinion, the strengths of Gen AI lies in its scalability. And the role of humans is to determine the creative direction. So AI generated music, stories or visual sources, whatever, are good for a stably expanding an existing universe. However, it's kind of difficult for them to introduce new concepts. Even if a generative engine proposes a new concept based on provided input, which is generally text, recognizing it as a new concept and changing direction is ultimately up to the person controlling the engine. And I think this is because in the end, a generative engine is essentially about sampling. The basic principle of the most commonly used generative engine starts from a complete noise and gradually improve the research that reflect our intentions in a way we have trained. It means it requires certain data sets that are curated. So if engine asks to, for example, create innovate music out of nowhere, the engine will start by looking for a data caption as innovate in provide music pieces as data and try to create something, right? But the engine could never propose other concepts like, for example, John Cage's 433, like how about not make at all like that? So, at least for now. So it's literally just deep understanding from a large data set. So I think current generative engine are kind of programs that recreate the after images or our civilization that we have digitized so far.
These engines will develop a lot, is what you're saying.
What I mean is that a generative engine always generates something from what they have trained, right? But the human is gonna choose what they want to choose. That human can be a producer, they can be us, or they can be users. So I think music without intention, I don't think it's a music. This can be a sound, but yeah.
I just want to say that. I think that's important, isn't it? Because as we're moving into an era where, as you said earlier, Kim, the roles are changed from musician here and listener here. Now we are all musicians, we are all listeners. So music becomes something different depending on how we engage with it, right? So I think that's that idea of intention is really important. And I'm sure will resonate with our listeners for sure. I will put some links to verses beneath the podcast and some of the experiences you've mentioned, and our listeners can check them out and see what you're doing and how it works, and experience this for themselves. Finally, the last question before I leave you is this, and we've talked about making music, but let's talk about
listening music,
consuming music. I want to know what is both of your favorite piece of music of all time, and it's a difficult question. So let's start with you.
Yeah, it is a difficult question. Personally, I really like music. Like that is the origin of a new genre, like Johann Sebastian Bach, Prelude, Fuga.
Right. Yeah.
And if the world would be better place, if everyone truly understands his music, I think. And Miles Davis, right. The Boss of Cool, and Beaches Blue. Of course, Charlie Parker and Ronnie Size, the pioneer of drum and bass. I really like him.
Yeah. Really? I love Ronnie Size too.
Me too. I saw his DJing in Denver in the United States. Wow, he played like a muse. He was like, wow. He controlled everything. Yeah. And then there are Todd Rundgren and Peter Gabriel, David Bowie. All of them introduced interactive music to the world 20 years ago. Yeah. They are all my heroes.
Great. That's a good selection.
Thank you.
Kim, what about you?
I think taste seem to change over time. So until a few years ago, if someone asked me what would be my all-time favorite, I would probably answer Viva La Vida by Coldplay or Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd, because those songs seem to talk about the full spectrum of life's joys and sorrows, or complete circle of life. But nowadays, I try to focus on my present world. So instead of songs that make me feel like I've lived 100 years already, I try to find music that represent who I wanted to be. So I realized that I'm far from a macho, tough, strongman persona. I discovered that I value sophistication, the courage to show vulnerability and honesty. There are many great songs in the world to cover that, like Prince, or Justin Timberlake's early solo songs, or Pharrell Williams. However, I want to talk about the song title View by the K-pop idol group SHINee. Because it was the first Korean song that showed me the sophisticated feeling I've experienced in foreign songs. So it's actually a minimal house vibe song, contrary to the typical K-pop that maximizes energy and go crazy. I think the musical balance of tension and color and style and choreography that song has is quite amazing. And the members of SHINee are around my age, so not that I'm saying like I'm a like idol group, but as a Korean male, this song is kind of iconic for me. So whenever I seek confidence or kind of confused about what kind of person I want to be, I think I always come back to the song. So
right.
It might be changed again.
That's a great, yeah, of course. That's a great choice. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you. I will put links to those songs and artists beneath the podcast. But
I love it.
But definitely I'll include a Ronnie
Sayers
link for you, Sean.
Yeah, please do that. But
you can rely on that. Yeah, sure. Okay. That's been really interesting. So thank you, Sean and Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks to both of them. And if you found that interview useful, please share the podcast on with someone else who you think will get something out of it. And if you want to get in touch with me, of course, I would love to hear from you. You can email me on joe@musically.com. We have a free weekly email called The Knowledge, which rounds up all the best bits of everything that Music Ally does across its broad range of services. So sign up with the link that's below the podcast and impress your friends. That's it. Thanks for listening. I've been Joe Sparrow. You've been you. And until next time, farewell.